Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother!
While the mockingbird media implodes over Biden's Afghanistan disaster.
Heard President Biden say yesterday in his comments to ABC News that this is not a failure. And I think a lot of people outside that airport, particularly those taking the kinds of extreme actions we're just talking about, would like to know, if this isn't failure, what does failure look like exactly?
Mr. Ambassador, thank you for joining me, sir. You know this territory very well. Is President Biden right on this?
The question of leaving is one thing, and that's an arguable decision. But the manner of the leaving has been an absolute disaster, totally lacking in planning, executed faster than it needed to be, and in doing so, psychologically destroyed the confidence of the Afghans.
They feel that the rug was pulled out from under them. You hear criticism from the Brits, from Germany, from France, and that is really hurting American position overseas. And these cables, the dissent memo and these cables now from the Afghan employees of the State Department we've got in the last 24 hours are devastating. We have destroyed morale.
Those addicted to the lie are dancing in the streets while thousands of Americans are trapped behind enemy lines.
And we're so tribalistic as a country, it's hard for somebody to imagine a Republican saying everybody's responsible. But let's keep in mind, Mike Pompeo met with the Taliban. As Donald Trump was publicly saying, we have to get out of Afghanistan at all costs, it's not worth it, Mike Pompeo meets with the Taliban and tries to negotiate something. By the way, they ended up getting rolled harder than never. Almost as bad as Neville Chamberlain, because they knew what the desired outcome of the Trump administration was, so they set this up to fail.
But those who live by the propaganda will die by the propaganda, as Brian Stelter's Wrong Think spectacle flipped the script on the historical disaster clinging to the radical left ideology supporting the senile Joe Biden no matter what he does.
Biden, quote, has stuck to his guns while under attack in the press, laying out a case for the limits of American military power. So, Matthew Dowd, you would describe the media's coverage this week as what?
Way over the top and unconnected to a perspective on the issue from the beginning. They've added more perspective in the final days, but from the beginning they didn't have a perspective on it. My sense of this is Joe Biden has done, we should judge it by the data of what's happened and not by anecdotes. And sometimes the president of the press has a tendency to judge things by anecdotes and not the data. And the data for the last week shows Joe Biden has basically gotten 30,000 people out of Afghanistan without a single loss of an American life.
I think that we also see why it was so hard for presidents in the past to pull out of Afghanistan. They were afraid of exactly this kind of press overreaction. There's no way to surrender, leave, withdraw, whatever you want to call it, in a war without things getting ugly. And I feel there was something Pollyannish about expecting anything different. And it disappoints me that the press is behaving in this way.
House Speaker Pelosi, who just held a maskless luncheon in Napa Valley while the servants wore masks, laughably praised Biden's undeniable debacle, writing, I want to acknowledge the clarity of purpose of President Biden's statements and the wisdom of his actions. In the coming weeks and months, these words will come back to haunt all of them. John Bound reporting.
By the way, folks, I'm not bragging. I'm just so proud of all of our reporters and all of our people that file reports, like John Bound and Greg Reese and everybody else. I mean, that's three reports that Bound filed today. They're all absolutely excellent. And one of the big reports he just filed today deals with Pfizer's whole history of experimental deadly drugs and secret testing. Now they're the most fined, most indicted company out there. And that's a very important report dealing with the global rebellion starting against that. So that's all coming up. I really wanted to get him on. The crew got him. Dr. Sean M. Brooks, PhD, very well spoken. He's with us straight ahead. We'll replay what he said at the school board, and then we'll go right to him. You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. The profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we played clips of probably 500 doctors and scientists and nurses or more. I mean, I hear like 10 or 15 a day, sometimes 20, 30 a day. But there was a particular video of a PhD in education stands up to school board, says vaccine will die, that I really thought was powerful and well said. When I plugged it yesterday, it had 80-something thousand views. It's got 1,091,000 views at band.video. I hope all of you will share it. And I'm really excited to get him on. We've got several medical doctors that are huge joining us tomorrow to talk about this. We've had epidemiologists. We've had scientists. You've seen the former chief scientist at Pfizer go public and say the vaccine's deadly. You've seen the head advisor of the EU say it's deadly. But those people get censored. It doesn't matter if you're a school teacher. It doesn't matter if you're an auto mechanic. It doesn't matter if you're a mother whose son took the vaccine and died. That stuff's happening now to young people. All of you should go be heard. All of you should speak out, because the system doesn't want you to be heard. But our guest, when we producer got him on the phone yesterday, wanted to talk to me. He said, listen, I want to clear something up. I went to that high school, and I was there. And I'm a well-known PhD in education. And when you're there, you say what town you live in. It's Oxford. I'm not a doctor from Oxford, because the internet had been saying that. So that's cleared up. But do you still want me on? And I said, yeah, now that I know you are, I've seen your writings before and I've heard about some of your books. I really want you on the show because you're an articulate person. And it doesn't matter if you're a PhD in education or a medical doctor or a school teacher or, as I said, some guy that, you know, trims people's bushes for a living. We're all humans and can observe what's going on and speak out. But I love the viral video. It's very to the point. It's warning people. It's what they need to hear. So here's what you had to say to the school board, your alma mater. And we'll come back to you for the next hour and 30 minutes or so. And then Owen Schroyer is going to be joining us as well. But Dr. Sean M. Brooks, PhD, is here, AmericanEducationFM.com. But here's what he had to say in the viral video.
Love each other. For the next person. Brother, disappointed. My name is Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs, ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it. Excuse me. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years for three reasons. Number one, you've dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35. Now, if you take any booster shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have died from the jabs. In your last meeting, you advocated for people to take the jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. And I heard parents say the same thing. So to the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied, unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins. They're in the jabs themselves, and they create it by snapping your RNA in half. You are no longer a human anymore. You are something else, and you are susceptible to countless diseases. Now, here's what's going to happen in the future very quickly.
Yeah, 15 seconds.
Great. I don't know what percentage of your staff has taken the jabs, but your school is going to close. You will not stay open. You will close because they will fall ill and they will die. That will happen in all of your buildings. It's already happening.
All right, thank you, sir.
I bet it is. It's already happening. Sir. Good luck. Nothing can stop this.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so we need to be alarmist about this because this is the big globalist move, and everything he says you can document. In fact, he says 80% in the first trimester. Actually, New England Medical Journal, it's like 83%. So he's being conservative. He's a smart guy, well-spoken. I wanted to get him on. I appreciate Dr. Sean M. Brooks, Ph.D., coming on at short notice. Former public school teachers of math, science, health education, anatomy, psychology, and former adjunct university professor, teacher education. Dr. Brooks is the author of several books on the violence of school crime, health and safety, politics, and teacher effectiveness in America K-12 and higher education. Dr. Brooks holds a bachelor's in health education at Miami University, the master's PhD in education from Walden University. He's written for AmericaThinker.com and Substack, part of the American Classroom, and all of his books are available on Amazon.com, AmericanEducationFM.com. Got 3 minutes to break. Really appreciate you coming on, Doc. So much to talk about, but what do you want to just say out of the gates?
First of all, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I haven't taught psychology. I taught physiology, anatomy and physiology at the high school level. But again, this is a subject that you study when you're studying with your bachelor's degree. So, yeah, I'm 40 years old. I've been studying this since I was 18, 19 years old. I would just encourage people to watch the entire school board meeting, because the context matters, and the context in every school board meeting matters from beginning to end. I know that a lot of people grab clips and they just stick with the clip, but I do want to later on set up the entire school board meeting, because the individual who spoke in front of me was a pediatrician in town, and he was advocating for the masks, and he was advocating for the jabs, and there's this consistent tone that's occurring where they want everybody masked until they get the jabs. But what we've already seen is that they're fine pulling back on that. Even if they've had the jabs, they're still having to wear the masks. So I was watching a pattern happen from back in January in school board meetings where people weren't mentioning the jabs at all. It was all CRT and all mask wearing. That was it. And I kept saying on my podcast, and I set it up a long, long time ago, I said, I'm probably going to have to go to one of these maybe, and start talking about the jabs, but I'm going to take a back seat, I'm going to be conservative about this, and I'm going to wait to see if someone else does it. And I didn't hear anybody do it for 6+ months. And then I thought, well, there's an upcoming board meeting at my old high school in the town where I live, so I'm going to see what they talked about in their last meeting. I watched the entire last school board meeting, and gleefully, they were talking about how they had mandated masks now for K through 5, but not 6 through 12, that was optional. But they were still, you could hear it in their voices, that they were talking about, we need the jabs, we need to make this mandatory for our staff members, we need to make this ultimately mandatory for our students, and we have to move in that direction. That's very problematic for a variety of reasons.
Extremely authentic, especially because it's poisonous and doesn't work. We're going to go to break and come back and talk about the big picture and why you got so upset and why you hit them so hard with that freezing cold water to get them out of their trance. To realize this isn't a game, because, yeah, once people are dying later, they're going to say, oh, it's a new variant or unvaccinated. We got to tell them up front, it's the shot killed you, so at least then they'll know what hit them. We're to that triage point now, folks. This guy's smart. He knows what he's doing. Dr. Sean M. Brooks, Ph.D. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I have some massive breaking news that ties into all this. I'm going to wait till next segment to drop it on the audience and our guest. Dr. Sean M. Brooks, PhD, author, researcher, podcaster, American Education, FM.com. Very excited listeners decided to share his 4-minute video. He runs the American Education FM. You can see him right there on Gab. Be sure to follow him. But Doc, you got the floor in this segment, but I want to just ask you a big picture. What would you call this time in history? How would you define the globalist? And where do you in the big picture think this is going? Because I see the evidence overwhelming. This is their big revolution. They're pedal to the metal. They're completely committed, trying to collapse civilization that then poses the saviors and bring in a new dark age in their own words. I mean, I just don't think people understand the magnitude of what we're facing. Do you disagree with that statement? And what would you call this time we're in right now?
It's war. It's that simple. It's war. And people are dying. And there isn't a single person in the world, I don't think, who this has impacted in some way. So I've had family members who have taken the jabs. I'm fully aware this has impacted everybody. You know, they're not fully awake. They don't know what's going on. Cognitive dissonance is very strong. I fully understand that. But fortunately, I woke up a long time ago. And when you've been through the ringer in the K-12 system, and then you leave the K-12 system, and I mean, I was through the ringer as a whistleblower. So, I mean, I went all the way through State Departments of Education and all the way back down. I saw how they all operate. I watched the entire thing. And again, I'm not calling myself a victim. I'm just saying that in K-12 education, there are a lot of whistleblowers out there. And
sure, you experienced how the bureaucracy destroys young minds and how the fraud works. You're saying you've been through the process.
That's right. And they, as you would expect, State Departments of Education are remarkably corrupt. They stamp papers. They move things forward. School teachers can lawyer up all they want. It doesn't help. Typically speaking, anyway, unions claim to stand up for them. They tend not to. It's just a giant con game. And what we're watching, not just is a global war here, in my opinion, is that we're watching the systematic destruction of K-12 education and higher education. And frankly, it cannot be saved. People need to run away from these institutions. They, in my opinion, they've shown their own hands.
Oh, I totally agree. They're the cancer points. The globalists are using these as the invasion ports to collapse the rest of everything, just like the blue cities are designed to collapse everything.
Right. And they're basically seeing how much they can get away with and how much people will tolerate. Well, one of the interesting things is I taught the cycle of abuse formally when I was a school teacher. I taught students what that was and what K-12 schools are engaging in and higher education institutions are engaging in is the cycle of abuse. They want to see how many people will come back to the environment and continue to be punched in the face. And then they give them flowers or they give them an award or they give them a pat on the back. And they just want to see how many times they'll come back and continue to get punched in the face. I'm sorry, but, and I've said it on my podcast a million times, there's no unhealthier environment right now. Because when you talk about workplace bullying as the phenomenon that it is, K-12 education and hospitals are two of the largest environments where workplace bullying takes place.
Exactly. They've been turned into basically open-air re-education camps. They're laboratories of social control. Hospitals and schools.
That's right. And when you abuse the people, the adults who are working there, who are trying to help, allegedly, and many of them do, and they do luminous work, it's inevitable that the mind of that individual is going to break and snap. It's inevitable that that's going to have a negative impact on the students that they're responsible for teaching factual information to. And that's why the turnover rate is as high as it is. And it's only increased in American K-12 education, higher education, and nurses. The difference now is we're seeing individuals leave for a variety of reasons, and the last reason is making them physically ill by a jab that is being either mandated or they're asking to be mandated on a number of different people. We already have the state of California that's told all school teachers they have to take it. We already have the state of Washington that has told all teachers they have to take it. And I'm not, if I could be wrong here, but I think just the other day, it was all Washington, D.C. schools, all their staff members had to take it also.
And let's expand on that. They're spinning it, Dr. Brooks, that, that we've always had mandates. Yeah, they've had fake mandates. You've got to get a vaccine waiver from the health department. They've never had it where you got to have this to get on a plane or a train or have a job. This is unprecedented. Plus, they want proof of it in a digital tracking system, which they admit is the backbone of a global ID system, which they'll then have carbon taxes added to. So we are literally having the chains fitted on us right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the old, I saw a meme just the other day. It's the chain dog. When you chain a dog to a post or a tree, it will inevitably become very angry. But when you remove one link at a time, it will just continue to get used to the chain. And then eventually they're right up against the tree and they can't even move. And that's happening. But what's not being reported is one of the things that I always pay attention to. Because, again, I see the landscape like a lot of people do. And having studied qualitative reasoning and analysis, you look at the entire landscape. Having published research articles in XYZ, you have to do that. You have to be able to make predictions. You have to be able to see what's happened, what's coming. And at the end of those articles, you do have to say, hey, look, if this happens, then this is likely to happen down the line. If this doesn't happen, what's been discovered in research, then this is likely to happen on down the line. So what I said in the board meeting is, even Dr. Mike Yeadon agreed with me. I mean, he said it's possible, if not plausible. So I want people to understand the context of why I said what I said at the end, because that matters. I'm not worried about Dr. Malone. He's wishy-washy as far as I'm concerned. He hasn't taken a hard stance.
No, but you're right. This is designed to collapse civilization. It's a post-industrial plan signed into global law, 2002, Rio de Janeiro, Agenda 21. Even if 20% get sick or 10% die, collapse of civilization. The evidence from the studies is going to be far higher. So what you're doing is you're warning them so they know up front what's about to hit them, right?
It's already happened. And here's where I noticed it. And this story came across my radar on my podcast back in March. And I grabbed it and I went, I'm going to read this and we need to pay attention to this. Schools in New Hampshire closed back in March. Entire districts closed for the entire week because their staff members were all giddy about getting the jab. And they all lined up to get it. And then hundreds of teachers were out sick from the initial reactions of the jab.
I remember that. Yeah, that's right.
Right. That doesn't mean the jab is working. It means it's poison. And that reaction that person has is a poison reaction that your immune system is saying, don't do this to me anymore. This is how I'll make you feel if you keep doing this to me. They closed down their schools. And I thought, what are they doing here? They're not paying attention.
By the way, Doc, I know you're mainly an internet TV guy, which is great. So are we. But we have 200 affiliates, so we have to stop sometimes. Put it back on screen. Doctor's not making this up. Put it up. We got mainstream news here. That's WMUR9. Got a bunch of others. Some NH schools closed Monday after teachers calling after receiving COVID-19 shots. And I saw that in Austin. I saw that in Dallas. I saw it in Seattle. Hundreds of articles I'd forgotten about. I'm glad Dr. Brooks brought that up. We'll come right back and talk about that. On the other side. Wow. Wow. So he didn't make a prediction. He said what had already happened. We'll be right back.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Battling for a pro-human future against the eugenics depopulationist globalists. Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Massive news has broken since we got our guest on. Let me mention some of it. We'll get his take on it and get back to the huge information he was just laying out. Adan Salazar has the article. It's on InfoWars.com. It links right to the Israeli government's own announcement. Remember, Israel and Australia are the cutting edge of what's coming here next. Israel to grant green passports to fly and travel and go in restaurants. Israel to grant green passports only to triple vaccinated. That's how it works. Oh, maybe the vaccine isn't working. Oh, you got to take a third one recommended. Oh, now you got to take it. And then a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a tenth and a 20th. Unbelievable. study. Why are so many vaccinated people getting sick? Antibody-dependent enhancement. We'll talk about that with our guests in a minute. But look at this. Pfizer shot, just 39% effective against Delta infection, which is the majority of the infections. Forbes, that's their excuse to get around the fact it doesn't work. Bloomberg says, oh, looks like people get even sicker to have the vaccine. The answer, more vaccines. And now this today. Pfizer CEO, same guy, says he won't take it. Says he doesn't need to. I'm not kidding. I have a clip of it. Says COVID-19 vaccine resistant variant likely to emerge. So he tells you after the fact his cover story so that I guess their stock stays up, which, of course, it will stay up because it's all based on a giant fraud of making you take more all the time as it destroys your immune system and renders you basically totally dependent on them. And here it is. Vaccines could drive the evolution of more COVID-19 mutants, which it did. NPR. And it goes on from there. And our guest mentioned this. Let's back him up. I'd forgotten about this. This is out of the Concord Monitor. Newly vaccinated teachers report side effects. Schools closed because so many were ill. Some New Hampshire schools closed after vaccinated teachers call in sick after receiving their shots. Emergency. The FDA now calls more and more drugs not just dangerous, but they give death warnings. All right, going back to Dr. Sean M. Brooks, Ph.D., who spoke out at his alma mater there in Ohio and went viral. You had left off there with warning the schools are going to be crippled. Everybody's going to be crippled by this, and that being the plan. Continue with that, and would you like to comment on what we knew was coming, that, oh, guess what? There'll be monthly shots, basically, with your new vaccine passports.
Yeah, it's not surprising. I mean, this was written about and spoken about over a year ago. And, you know, I again, back in March, I tossed up an article for the first time on American Thinker, and they accepted it. And I said homeschooling is going to dramatically increase here in the future, and there cannot be a bigger green flag for families to run toward homeschooling and find these outlets. And just very quickly, I'd like to mention a few because, again, homeschooling and hating on homeschooling is pure propaganda. That's exactly what it is. It's designed to keep people attached to the K-12 environment and not have a free mind and think for themselves. So I'm not a paid spokesperson for these websites, but there's two of them that I recommend. Abeka.com is one of them, and CalvertEducation.com is another. I highly recommend people look into these. I've had guests on my show.
Sure, we're
going to
see a giant exodus. The whole future is going to be freedom. The whole future is people are going to figure out building our own civilization, our own society, and people need to start striking out now.
Yeah, and it's the K-12 environments, of course, that are doing it themselves. They're destroying their own environment, and they don't seem to know nor care. And they're taking a lot of good people with them, which is a shame. There's a lot of great non-teaching staff that work in these buildings that have their heads on straight, and they're seeing what's happening, and they don't like it. And I have always advocated for those individuals as well. The same thing is true with teachers. There are some teachers that are awake. They're fully awake. And then there are others that are just blind to all of it. And they again, you know, everybody saw the clip of the Utah teacher who got fired for popping off in her classroom. Everything she said is a fireable offense, and everything that they're doing, and this is big, everything that all of these school boards and administrators and school teachers have done over the last year now, unless they've rewritten their contracts to allow child abuse, or they've rewritten the terms of their, you know, the terms of their agreements to include all of this abuse, if this were done back in 2019, they'd all be fired. And I know the process of how that all works. They'd be placed on administrative leave. If they were to walk into a classroom, see shower curtains hanging up in between people's desks, wearing masks, they would say, "What are you doing?"
Well, Texas law says making a child wear a mask is a form of cruel and unusual punishment. You can't make prisoners do that unless they've attacked people or whatever. So, yeah, this is all illegal.
Completely. And it's being sanctioned, and it's 100% allowed.
Have you seen the schools in Georgia where they can't talk or they're expelled? So now they say don't look at each other or talk, and it's like cult members where they walk around not even talking?
I haven't, but I don't doubt it. And the imagery alone should shake anybody to the core. The second that I started to see that, I thought they've crossed the bridge. They've crossed the line, and they're not going to go back to anything else anymore. They've played their hand. They've shown everyone what an abusive environment they are. Now, is it happening everywhere? No. There are private schools that are shielding their students and their staff from everything that's going on, and God bless them. We also know that there are private schools that are demanding everybody get jabbed. There was a Tennessee school that did that a few months ago. I brought that up on my podcast. I played the guy's audio who runs the school. I mean, he sounded not well. And these people aren't well. These are all abusive tactics. They're all being normalized. And it's being normalized generationally, of course, as many of us know, for the sole purpose of creating a generation of people that can easily be controlled down the line if the jabs don't get them first. So,
how do we fight back against this? Obviously, get people out of school, sue the school, say no, go speak at school board meetings. I mean, what do we do? Because it's just all out in the open now.
I don't think that speaking at school board meetings is going to do the trick anymore. I've commented on that on my podcast.
Well, I'm not saying it does the trick, but that
right.
People like school boards, city councils, those go viral. So if somebody gets 100,000 views, not just what's seen locally, that helps others. I think this is one of the few venues, actually, where media is getting out to a larger group. I get you're saying it doesn't help the school board because they're arrogant and don't care. But I'm saying as a venue to get it out, it's working.
Yes, I'm certain it's waking people up, as it should, which is why I said what I said. They aren't thinking about what they're doing when it comes to putting their own staff members in harm's way. They've already abused children, and they've already tried to normalize that among parents, so much so that you have parents now abusing their own children and thinking that it's normal. And they're not calling it abuse, of course. They're saying it's under the guise of health. It's not helping them. There you go, like that imagery right there. I have that in my last book. That was insane. That imagery of those, I believe that
this
was
This is
Washington
what you would
State
see in the most band. Radical cults.
That's right. It's nuts. And if a band teacher were doing that in 2019, they'd be fired. I watched a school teacher get fired for making students go to the bathroom while wearing a construction vest as a hall pass. They were fired like that. For doing that. But this is okay? No, it's not okay. They jump the
show. The system is training us to be humiliated and dominated and controlled.
Completely. And homeschooling parents and homeschooling students and families are laughing their tails off right now. But they're compassionate people, too, and they're very sad with what's going on. And I'm certain that they
are. Let's not make no mistake. Once the globalists from the colleges taking over all the schools, the public schools, they're going to come take over. They're coming for everybody. So people better know this is a total takeover plan. So folks shouldn't be confident just because they live in the middle of Montana or Oklahoma and, you know, all your neighbors are awake and stuff. That's great, but believe me, the globalists are coming for you next.
And the local city councils have their hooks in school boards, and they have their hooks in universities. Our local city council was upset that Miami University would not mandate the jabs for all of their staff and all of their students. And Miami University said, look, we're not going to do that, at least right now, but Miami University right now is mandating masks for everybody, regardless of their quote-unquote vaccine status, as are the vast majority of colleges in Ohio.
That's the symbol of slavery.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Troyer's going to be popping in about 15 minutes in the next hour. I've got a ton of news and information we haven't hit yet. We're going to be going over with them, including, did I call President Trump a dumbass? No, I said, I think Trump's really smart. Why is he saying that the vaccines work? Why is he saying he took it and it's great, and if it doesn't work, he'll tell us, when I just showed you, and it's been out for days, that Pfizer says it's a 39% efficacy rate, and now the head of Pfizer says, oh, new variants are here and his vaccine doesn't work, but don't worry, he's got new ones. And Trump had just said days before he said that in Alabama on Friday. Trump had said, it looks like a scam by Pfizer with these boosters. So I said, you're smart, Trump. I don't think you're dumb, but maybe you are. Yeah, I stand by that. That's BS. It's not effective if it lowers your immunity already and it's now 39%. But the media spins it like Jones leaving the sinking ship, Jones running for Trump. I've always criticized Trump when he's wrong. Not on some Trump cult bandwagon. I support President Trump as he stood up to China and defended our borders, and I think he means well, but he's also known to be pigheaded. And he got lied to. The scientists like, oh, this will fix it, sir. But it wasn't really a vaccine like they were saying. So he got conned, and he won't admit he's wrong. And so I'm going to go after him for it. That's the way it works. Let me get Dr. Sean M. Brooks PhD's take on this, AmericanEducationFM.com. I think you're really focused on education and the great viral speech you gave, and it's all backed up by evidence. But how big a deal is this to have Pfizer say, okay, the vaccine doesn't work, but don't worry, I got new ones for you every month? I mean, you can see the business. Bill Gates and them said this a year and a half ago, as you were saying earlier. This has been the business model all along.
If people can't see the inconsistencies, I'm not sure that they can be helped, which is, again, why I said what I said. This was a room with individuals. The vast majority in that school board meeting were patriots, without a doubt. They were all behind me and to my right, and they made up the majority of the room. And for the most part, they know what's going on. The message was for the school board members as a shot over the bow. You like that individual right there that you're showing, he was talking about how he's moving to Montana with his kids. He's out. He's done. And there were a lot of people like that. They said they've had enough. Another individual stood up in that board meeting after I spoke. And I went home after I spoke because I didn't want to get killed. But I went home after I spoke, and I watched the entire thing from beginning to end. And another individual stood up and had the law in their hands. And they said, you're felons. You're all felons now. Because you've mandated the mask, and the mask in Ohio is considered a medical device, and this breaks countless laws. So now you're all felons. And it's in one ear and out the other. I mean, it's always going to be with most school board members, because that comes with the territory, and that's the personality type. They have orders, and they follow them. And those orders come from the top down, and they're all being squeezed, and they're all being paid.
Right. These are not independent school districts. How do we ever get back to them being independent school districts? You can't.
And even if they're independent, they're still receiving funds.
No, I get it. They have independent in the name, but they're not independent.
Right, that's correct. And, you know, again, more pop-up charter schools would be a nice thing. Hillsdale College, I'll mention them. Not a paid spokesperson again, but if I didn't say it earlier, Hillsdale College has pop-up K-12 schools all over the United States, and they're always interested in hearing from other individuals in other states and saying, hey, look, we've got a vacant building over here. We would love for you to come here and implement.
Exactly. In fact, I have family who paid forever, this big Christian private school. It's like 80 years old. They ordered all the teachers to take shots, and they want the kids over 12 to take it and everything. So half the school just left, pulled all their children out, and they're just starting a whole new church school. I mean, the answer is innovation here.
It really is. And again, a sound curriculum is not typically allowed in K-12 schools. They can pull the plug on BitChute in an instant. They can pull the plug on YouTube in an instant. And again, you know, people watching YouTube at this point, I would say you're watching the wrong thing. They're suppressing the truth without a doubt, and they're a cog in the wheel, which is too bad.
You're right. YouTube is the most censored platform now.
No doubt about it. I mean, BitChute and Gab and Telegram and Band.video, I mean, that's where it's at right now. And it has to be that way, and we have to do whatever we can to maintain that. But if a K-12 student is in an environment like that, and they're on their cell phone, and they're trying to look up that kind of information on those platforms, they'll get their cell phone snatched right out of their hands. If they do it on a computer, on a school-sanctioned computer, the internet servers at the district level pick that up, and then they'll.
Oh yeah, it's not just InfoWars; it's tens of thousands of sites, including The Intercept and Glenn Greenwald and people are blocked in those databases created by Microsoft and others.
I completely agree with you. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And again, as far as the school board meeting is concerned, the people in that room don't know about Dr. Zelenko for the most part. Again, the people who are patriots probably do. You know, the five docs on Rumble on the Critically Thinking channel, these are the people that I pay attention to, I listen to, and I take in all of their information. Dr. Mike Eden, same thing. I could have name dropped throughout the entire thing, but I had to cut to the chase because, again, I was limited in time. I showed up thinking I might have 5 minutes. I previously taped a guy who was given 4.5 minutes in the last meeting in July. And I walked in, met some wonderful women in the back, some of which who worked for the district as non-teaching staff. And I said, how much time do I have? And they said, 3 minutes. But if you're kind to them up front, and you're just kind of running through the motions and you're speaking quickly, they might give you a little more time. Well, they gave me almost 4 minutes solid. which was fine. But I had to cut. I mean, I had 2 pages of information I wanted to read off, and I had to cut it at least in half. So I was getting down to brass tacks, and once he said, "You got 15 minutes," that's when I grabbed him by the lapels and I said, "Look, this has already happened. It's going to happen. You can't stop what's coming here. And here's the thing. They're going to lie about it in the future, and we know that. They're going to say, we have teachers out who are sick. We need substitutes. They're never going to tell you why they're out sick. They're not going to say that. If they say that, the cat's out of the bag then. Because we already see them lying about variants, and we see them lying and saying it's the unjabbed that are getting people sick. That's absurd. And the immune system, human immune system, does not operate that way. If you pump your body with poison, you will get sick. That's it. And the irony is that the K-12 environment, the same environment that taught us as minors to not believe peer pressure, to not take drugs, and to not believe peer pressure and take drugs from strangers, is the same environment now that is pushing this full bore down the throats of countless people, adults, children, and now they're all commingling in these environments as if nothing bad is going to happen. Again, I've said this on my podcast. You don't need a Ouija board, tea leaves, and chicken bones to figure this out. When cold and flu season rolls around, as even Dr. Zelenko said, you're talking about a ticking time bomb when it comes to a person's immune system. You just are. And Indiana University is another example. Over the summer, before summer, they said everybody who works here and everybody who comes here has to be jabbed. End of story. As you would expect, countless students and parents started to sue Indiana University. A judge got involved, and if I'm not mistaken, the judge sided with Indiana University and said they get to do what they want. I could have that wrong, but I think that's right as to how that ended up settling out. So everybody who attends now is jabbed.
Oh, yeah, that's Amy Coney Barrett. All right, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. And speaking of you wanting to be able to speak 5 minutes at that school board meeting where you knocked it out of the park, let's give you, when we come back, this segment's only 5, so we'll talk then. The next segment, I'm going to just shut up for 5 minutes, and you can give your full speech that you were unable to give on the other side. We really appreciate your perspective. Everything else, Dr. Sean M. Brooks, PhD. Okay, folks, we're going to go to break here. Please don't forget, the way we stay on air is you buying products. We don't have big sponsors. We have you. InfoWarsStore.com has a big special vitamin mineral fusion that's so good for your immune system and all your body's functions. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, and on top of that, it's got a bunch of key amino acids as well. It's back in stock after being sold out for a long time. 33% off. It's great for children, adults, but especially old folks, because a lot of vitamins and minerals are great, but they're in pill form and some people don't absorb them good. This is liquid, so you get a much, much higher absorption rate. Vitamin mineral fusion back in stock, 33% off. Living Defense has got a bunch of things like concentrated black walnut, other things that flush out and detoxify your guts and get rid of unwanted visitors. Living Defense sold out for months, back in stock, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil. I could buy krill oil for 10% of the price I buy this, but it's crappy. This is the highest grade krill oil. So good for your heart, your liver, your brain, your arteries, your everything. 40% off. Basil Beach creates nitrous oxide in the body, concentrated beet extract. It's 50% off and more. InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds the operation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.